Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Weight family, and good morning to our celebrity hosts, and happy St. Patrick's Day, Retha.
No.
We'll change that one.
Wrong holiday.
Where am I at here?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's obviously a little early for Jim. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day.
God, I'm looking in my closet, and there's some St. Patrick's Day things I had in a box. I got to get on track. Anyway, yes, happy 4th of July. It definitely comes around quick. And, you know, I'm hearing that, you know, because of the fires, things like that, and there was also a very large company, one of the biggest, that was going to distribute the fireworks, but they're under investigation for something. So they're closing down. So all the cities, what they're doing now is having laser displays instead of fireworks.
And drones. They're going to have drones flying around. And they make the formation that they can do the flag. They can do the flag waving. They can make it look like sparklers raining down.
That's amazing.
It's going to be a safe and sane, hopefully, Halloween. Now, see, you've got
no
me.
Fire.
We're going through the holidays.
Now I don't feel so bad. Okay, folks, we're looking at St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, and 4th of July. It's going to be a fun show.
All wrapped up.
That's the baby boomer. All right, let's move into our hot topic. I better say the right thing. Hot topic time. Okay.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today happens to be me. That's right. Some of you might remember that I had a birthday way back on June 2nd of last month, and I am well past retirement age. I don't know what I'm doing, still working, but I am. But I'm slowing it down a little bit. As much as I love being here every Monday morning with you at 10 o'clock, I am cutting down on all my activities. I keep telling Jim he needs to do the same. See, I'm getting all choked up. But I'm going to be around. I'm going to be at activities. I'm going to come back on Radio Boomers Live every once in a while. But I am going more into semi-retirement. I retired, and then I started working harder than I've ever worked before. So I'm going into semi-retirement, but I'm going to keep up. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be around. I'll be at some of the events, and I look forward to having a little bit more time off now. So don't cry, even though I'm getting choked up. Don't cry. I'll be around, and I'll be back, and I know Jim and Carmelita are going to hold down the fort because they always have a wonderful time on Radio Boomers Live in Carmelita's Corner. And I'll be back, or as they say, I'll be back. I don't do a very good snort. But at any rate, what's your hot topic, Jim?
Yes, indeed. Riz will be back popping on every once in a while, but you know, it's true, guys. You know, at a certain age, you keep going, but sometimes you slow down a little bit. I spent the weekend with two close friends. One I took to emergency room, another one I've been watching over. And, you know, of course, I'm working with the staying in shape thing. So we're going to talk about that later. And I'm actually working with the great. So we're going to go on a hard time. Okay. What's this all about? We've got 4th of July. Independence Day is a federal holiday in the U.S., in the United States, commemorating the Declaration of Independence, which was ratified by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, establishing the United States of America. It is known as a day of celebration to show one's pride as being a U.S. citizen, and is celebrated by fireworks and the barbecues. We all know the routine now, laser light shows, so on and so forth, parades. And that's basically what it is, because a lot of people, okay, what is Labor Day? What is 4th of July? That's kind of the gist of it, okay? 4th of July travelers face thousands of flight delays and cancellations, leaving many to make other plans. About 12,000 cancellations or delays and hundreds of cancellations. So, you know, when you go to the airport, check things out or call first, make sure you can get out of town. Stocks kick off July with gains after the S&P 500's worst haul since going back, well, about 20 years. This has been a low one, but, you know, everything's coming back. The Ukraine continues its battle to hold ground against invading Russia. The last city in, I believe it's Luhansk, has fallen. Ukraine retreats but allows forces to regroup and counterattack. And there is a Ukrainian flag is also being raised as in another area, the Russians retreat. So it's a back and forth thing, tit for tat. Summer in America is becoming hotter, longer, and more dangerous, they say. The high heat dries out the areas, leaving them, you know, primed for the fires. Everything's dried out. That's the problem. It rains, and then how does rain have to, what does it have to do with fires? Well, the rain makes all the grass on the hillsides grow, dries out, and there's more to burn. And especially there's been a lot of heat out in the Reno and Vegas areas. So when you go out, kind of watch the heat. You know, you don't want to get heat stroke or something like that. And it's don't forget, it's not just the fires. You don't want to go around those areas. The smoke is very bad for you. Home prices cooling a bit. The rapid rise in the home cost. It's the interest rates and the high cost. The heavy, well, the inflation was off the charts. I've never seen appreciation like this. But when you go past what people can afford, it's going to slow down. It's going to stop and maybe drop a bit. But then you have the, you know, 3% rates going up to 6 and closer to 7. And that combined together slows down the market. Imagine a medicine that reduced the death of, you know, that reduces deaths in breast and other cancers, lower the risk of diabetes by 75%, disease, Alzheimer's, and the list goes on with almost every ailment. What's this magic pill? Well, it's called exercise, and the key is to get started, okay? Because more and more research is being done to find out, you know, if you're just getting it doesn't have to be a super gym you're going to or anything, a basic exercise routine, and get used to it, it'll change you. Sesame Street episode had a one that was a little bit too scary, and they had to ban it. We'll stop there. Time's up. Jim, time to leave the stage, and let's go on a commercial, and our special guest, Tom Cotago.
Born to Age magazine is the premier publication for seniors and their caregivers. It is a resource guide and directory that points seniors, their families, and their caregivers to all of the best resources as people age and face the end of life. Whether you are looking for an independent living facility or an in-home care agency, Born to Age is sure to have what you need. Visit us at borntoage.com.
The professional speaking industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and the religious speaking industry is even larger. Yet both of these industries miss out on billions of dollars of sales and donations every year. They are desperately seeking ways to increase their revenue during events, immediately after events, as well as weeks later. They need a way of directly communicating with their audience during and after their speeches or sermons in order to achieve more connection and engagement. TextMeLeads answers this need with their unique use of technology and service. TextMeLeads enables all types of speakers to communicate directly with their audience during and after events. This dramatically increases immediate and long-term engagement. TextMeLeads even allows sales and contributions to happen during an event which is when audiences feel most connected, and that's when they're most likely to buy. Text Me Leads, the missing link between speakers and their buying audience.
Visit EasyWayText.com to get started today.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Text EasyWay to 55678. And boy, oh boy, for the 4th of July, do we ever have a special guest? And when I'm saying special, I'm talking rare here, guys. We're talking rare because there aren't many around. And you read about them, you see them in the history books, you watch them on the documentaries and maybe in the movies. People that have been in World War II are mostly just, that's where they're at. And yet we have one on with us today, a World War II veteran. He served in the Navy. He not only served in the Navy, he was kind of a well-needed entity in the Navy. On the aircraft carrier Midway, they have, well, all the ships have radar systems. And Tom Caltagno, we always have a problem with his name, or I do anyway. He helped develop the Loran system on that, and the list goes on and on. He was the founder of Better Visions for Children, and he's still doing that today. He was the medical alert. He'll tell us about that. Tom, are you on with us? Let's just bring him on. We can't keep going. This will take you. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
And we got Retha Gray, Tom. Sometimes you remember Tom.
Hey, Jim, you might use my nickname, Tom Cat.
Oh, my.
All right.
Retha, I have a problem with that. Cataldo. What's her use that, Retha? How do you say it?
Chicago. I don't say it.
Oh, she's got it. You've got it.
Okay. Well, so anyway, we got Tom on with us, and Tom, I'll tell you what, we could say the proverbial, you're hanging in there, and you're always telling me, I think, Jim, I don't think I'll be around next week, and I think you've been telling me that for, what, a couple of years now?
I think it might be coming true, Jim, some one of these days, and who knows? But you just
one
have been great
days.
For me, and I don't know if I should bring it up now. And
Bring it up, Tom.
Well, just a few days ago, I was really down and out. I could hardly speak, and I didn't think I was going to make it to the next day. And you, Jim, you brought a priest over. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but And he anointed me, and I thought he was giving – anyway, I got my – he got my confession and all that, and I guess everybody thought at that point I was gone. But the next day, I felt a whole lot better, and ever since then, even better. So there you go.
I walked into the room, and it was like a different room. I mean, you were glowing. I don't know. I don't want to sound corny or anything, but your attitude went from maybe a little the grumpy old man to a more – and then – and then we went to Mass yesterday, so that was nice. And
Jim, I got to tell you, I maybe I shouldn't, but that was the first time, I was born in Catholicism, and that was the first time after my old 15, 16th year, which would have been about 80 years ago, that I'd been to a Mass.
Now,
and
that I don't know if we should share.
What a difference. In those days, Jim, it was all Latin, mumbo-jumbo. Nobody could understand what they were saying. But this time, it was in English. They had a band there.
Okay, Tom, give me the response. Give me the response. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Yeah, very good. That's not bad.
We got altar boys here today. Altar boys.
No, that's
yeah,
dope.
That was
but
nice,
anyway,
Jim.
Tom has Tom has been. I took Tom over to the carrier. There's a, if you ever get down to San Diego, Reese, check out. Well, have you been down there, Reese? The carrier.
I've been down there to the carrier. Yes.
Oh, cool. All right, so we went down there and you know, went up on this top of the deck there, and Tom and I were with the people. You know, they're doing a little event there, and they had a little stage, didn't they, Tom?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were, what, the microphone and the guy, I don't know if he was, yeah, he was the host.
Well, I got to inject some here. In your individual way, you go to the MC and you say, hey, do you mind if I take your mic? You took it anyway.
Oh, I asked him.
And you tell him what you said then, and you take it from there.
Well, I asked the audience, has anybody, I want to see a show of hands. Everybody here who served on this ship back in 1942, raise their hands. Well, needless to say, nobody raised their hand. And I said, okay, we've got somebody here that actually served on this ship back in that day, and he's here. And so if you want to meet him or anything, well, we went back down. Tom looked in the room where he actually worked back in those, you know, in the war days, in the radar room, which is kind of sealed off with glass. You could look at the, and then he, you know, he developed Loran and he helped with that stuff. And then when we got up there, there was a line of people that wanted to meet him. One gentleman said, this is the, what, I forgot exactly, it was very impressive. He said, this is the most memorable day of my life. I said, wow. So we got pictures and all kinds of stuff. And from there, it didn't end there. Here he was after, what, 70 years? And he's on the ship that he was on back during the war. But it's a little different. Now he goes up there after meeting the people. He goes into a circle, and, you know, a big circle, and then somebody's dancing in the middle. They leave somebody else. So Tom gets in the middle of the circle, and these girls come up and are dancing with him. So I told him, I'm thinking, would he have thought 70 years ago that I'm going to be back there, you know, 70 years later, and be dancing on the ship with a bunch of pretty girls? What are the odds of that? And there it was, Reece. I mean, you can't keep a good man down, I guess. And we, and I took him to the, Reece, do you remember, like, we're going back, guys, for the listeners. We're going back. Tom remembers, Reece, and my, Archie Moore, Reece, do you remember?
Uh-huh, of course.
Okay. Archie Moore was the light heavyweight champion for 10 years. Broke records. Well, that's a long time to be a champion in the ring. Well, Archie's son, Billy Moore, has the ABC Youth Foundation, which Archie started a long time ago, and he carried on the torch. And I took Tom down to the event, which he made it to the entire event. And afterwards, we went to the Barn, which is a very nice restaurant in Ramona. And they had a nice band, and it's a first-class restaurant, remodeled everything. And here Tom was on the dance floor with six women dancing. I mean, he reminded me of Flint, in like Flint, or our man Flint there. So here's this guy telling me that I don't know if I'm going to make it another week, and yet he's up there dancing with the girls. I don't know. So with that, Tom, you had an experience. I'm talking, guys, wait till you hear this stuff. I'm talking some real history here. That most of our listeners, in fact, I think all the listeners are going to know at least one of these individuals. I don't know if they're going to know the other one. I know Reece knows. But before we get to those two individuals, you had an experience a while back, Tom, like, I don't know how many years ago, but where your mother had fallen down, right?
Right. Yeah, she fell down, couldn't get up, and it wasn't for a nosy neighbor, she died. And I went back there. This is the Boston. I'm out here in L.A., and so my brother, there wasn't any way of getting help. The phone company, only one phone company, AT&T, and they wouldn't let you build anything that plugged into their lines. If you did that, they were like Nazis. They could come out and turn off your phone service. Anyway, So I come up with a device that does exactly that, makes phone calls. You trigger it with the little device you have around your neck. And it was just a horrible experience. It took me 3.5 years to get the FCC to approve of it. But in the meantime, I sold a bunch of them to the VA and saved some lives, and I got a lot of major publicity and everything, Time Magazine, Reader's Digest, and so on. Went down to Australia. I got the approval from the FCC there in 3 days. 3 days.
Wow.
3 years up here, 3 days in Australia. Yeah.
And the talk show host, who was that that you were talking to me about? Who was
that? Oh, down there, you mean in Australia?
No, the celebrity here in the U.S.
Oh, well, I had several of them. Regis Philbin was one. And Milton Berle was the big one. Yeah,
Milton Berle.
He became my spokesperson for the medical order. He was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. He was on all the time, funny all the time. And every time he met somebody, he pulled out his medical alert transmitter, you know, around his neck. He said, "I got mine. Where's yours?"
And,
he's a great guy.
And then you said Regis and you were at a screening or at a studio waiting to come out on stage, and they went back and they asked for you, not Regis, right?
No. I was on the Regis Philbin show, Milton took me there, the studio over here in L.A., and when we got to go on the air, Regis said to Milton, "Okay, Milton, would you just stand by here because it's just Tom that I want to talk to." And he had this funny face that he's famous for, and he sat there and watched the interview.
Wow. Okay, so now I want to, this is pretty interesting because I don't think there's anyone in the world that has gone to this baseball game that's still around, especially this one particular game, which was probably the most famous baseball game ever of all the games played. This one particular man that was up to bat broke the records for fame when this happened. And that game was the last game that was played by Babe Ruth when he hit his last home run, right? And you were there. You saw it, right?
I was there. It was a place called Braves Field. That was when Boston had two big league teams, the Red Sox and the Braves. He started life, by the way, with the Red Sox, and then the Yankees took him over. But when he retired, he didn't really retire. He went to the Boston Braves. And he just played long enough to hit his last home run, and it was really something. He could barely make it around the bases. He was really not doing well at all. And the crowd just went furious. I mean, it was just a bunch of things to see.
And you,
hell of a guy.
Wow, I mean, you saw that. That's like, in the history books, that was the most famous hit ever, and you were there watching it, and the crowd went nuts, huh?
It was the last game Babe Ruth ever played.
To get to him would have been nothing short of impossible, right? Everybody wanted to get to Babe Ruth. You got to get through 1,000 people. But yet you were actually with him because, again, very few people are going to know this, but you were on the golf course with Babe Ruth because you were caddying for some of the biggest names in golf, which Aretha might know a couple. I remember a couple. What were those names of those famous golfers?
Oh, Ben Hogan. There was a foursome. Ben Hogan was one of the lead golfer in those days. And then Gene Sarazen was one of them. The third guy, I can't remember his name, but the fourth guy was Babe Ruth.
and Babe had a funny way of teeing up his golf ball.
Oh, God, yeah. He teed up about 7 or 8 inches off the ground so he could hit the ball like he was swinging at a baseball, you know, sideways. And he'd hit them a mile. He'd hit them a lot further than the pros did. But they always hooked a slice, and he could almost never find them. His caddy went berserk trying to find the balls. So,
so Aretha, do you remember Ben Hogan?
I remember the name. I was not a big golf fan. I'm still not a big golf fan.
Well, at that time, at his prime, he was a Tiger Woods and several others all rolled in one. He was
That's why I remember his name. I remember he was famous for golf.
I'm not a big golfer, but I remember, you know, Tiger. Well, of course, Tiger was, but Ben Hogan. I remember some of those names.
And of course, I know Babe Ruth.
Of course, but Reetha and I aren't big golfers. We're going to get out there and try it sometime, but for now, it's on hold. Now, there's another one I know Reetha knows the name for sure, and a lot of our listeners may, the older ones. You were actually very close friends with Jane Mansfield, the actress that was actually had the fame of Marilyn Monroe back in those days, and that was kind of due to your invention, right?
Yeah, that was I made the first pocket size walkie talkies so that firemen, this is where they needed it most, and that firemen could carry them into the fire and communicate with the guys with their progress on the street. Because not too long before this, there was a big fire up there in Boston. Five of them were killed because the roof fell in on them, and they didn't know. Guys on the street knew what was going to happen, but they have no way of communicating. So I came up with these really small walkie-talkies they could put in their pocket and use earphones and talk back and forth to their partners on the street. That saved a bunch of lives there.
And you actually kept a relationship going because Jane was actually a pretty aware individual when it comes to some of that. She helped you with the branding, right?
Oh, she did. She's a gorgeous lady, but she was really a smart lady also, and she was a great asset.
Well, and then you so let's fast forward a little bit to where we met, and that was in Anaheim Hills, and you had a very nice home in Anaheim Hills, and Eric and I came over. Tell us a little about when you first met Eric.
Oh yeah, that was kind of funny because Eric knew what I had done with the medical art. And as soon as you guys came out of the house and you introduced me to him, he fell on the floor and said, "Help, I can't get up." And I thought it was kind of cute.
And you've experienced a little bit of the Easy Way life. What do you think of the last, your episode traveling around? How did you enjoy yourself?
A lot, Jim, a lot. It's been transformative, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for the foundation, and I look forward to a number of years, I hope, of working together.
I want to
see that
we got a lot of stuff to do. There's a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
If you're feeling good, we're going to take you to an event honoring, I think it's the 14th annual appreciation for veterans coming up on the 27th, I believe. And we're going to get you down there as a special guest and so on. But 4th of July, guys, that's what's going on today. And Tom took his time to come on and make a little fireworks happen. And I think these stories are one of a kind. And we appreciate you, Tom. And, I think one of the things that that you have and that you have laughter. You pull laughter out, and laughter is the best medicine, right? You have
it
a good sense.
It really is. It really is, Jim. Yep, it really is.
Yeah, that's an important thing. But anyway, our time is up, Tom. We want to move along here, and we'll be in touch. And thank you again for coming on.
Okay.
It's always great talking to you, Tom. Happy 4th of July, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Well, Rick, there's some stories that you don't hear every day.
That's
somebody
true.
Who actually knew Babe Ruth and knew Jane Mansfield. Like, those days are in the past. So what are we doing, Rick? We got commercial and Carmelita, or is just Carmelita coming right on here?
You got a commercial and then Carmelita.
Carmelita's Corner.
This is expansion. The broadcast that focuses on expanding the profile of businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists. In these unprecedented times, an efficient balance between brick and mortar and broadcast is essential. Expansion gives businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists the opportunity to express their vision on a vast network of platforms the easy way. I'm Jason Spann. This is Expansion.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Happy 4th to you today. All right. And I've got a special guest coming your way because he just happens to have been born on the 4th. How about that? And I also want to invite our hosts, Jim Zuli and Risa Gray, to come back on and join us on this segment. So before we do that, I would like to start out the program with God Bless America. Engineer, can we put that on? Well, I would sing it a cappella, but there we go.
As the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we lift our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night, from the light from above, from the mountains through the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And God bless America. God bless all of you. I want to also acknowledge Wayne Pete, who accompanied me on that piano selection. He has been a wonderful arranger for the films and has been in the industry for some time. And now I'm getting ready to bring on another Wayne. His name is Wayne Hoggett. And he is a producer. He's a videographer. And he is also a percussionist. He's an inventor. And he's also an inheritor of an amazing American story. And we're going to let him tell you about it. His name is Wayne Hoggett. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I am, Carmelita.
All
good morning.
All right. Good morning. Yeah,
yes.
I was just going on and on. But anyway, This is kind of a unique situation. I don't have guests very often whose birthday is on the 4th of July, let me tell you. So, anyway, how are you feeling today, and happy birthday.
Oh, I'm feeling great. Yes, God is good.
That's right. God is good all the time.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you were able to make it today. I know you've got your plans as soon as you get off the show. Jimmy James has got something going on.
Yes,
and let's give a shout-out to Jimmy James. He's one of our dear friends. Jimmy, if you're there, and happy for us.
Yes, Two Drum Jimmy. We go way back. He's like my brother.
That's right. Your brother from another mother.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had a talk this morning, which actually is sort of connected in a sense to being a good patriot, and that's being healthy. I mean,
absolutely.
you can't do anything if you're not healthy. And
that's right.
So, and we really do need to be careful what we put in our bodies and treat our bodies like temples, because that's what they are. And
exactly.
Let me ask you, Wayne, let me ask you, what is your feeling of how do you look at the 4th of July? What is the most significant thing about the 4th of July to you?
Well, you know, the 4th, I just happened to be on the 4th, and as my mom tells me the story, that she was on a picnic, I believe probably July 3rd or something like that. And so I was expecting to coming a little earlier than that. But as it was, she went into labor, and things started happening. She was rushed to the hospital, and it was on July 4th. And she says that the doctors weren't expecting me to arrive on the 4th, but she was already there in the hospital, and then suddenly, here I am on the 4th.
There you were.
And so what it means to me by being on the 4th, I was born on my grandfather's birthday, so everybody was kind of waiting around for my birth, and so I must have been quite a present for my grandfather on his birthday. And so the 4th to me means when I see fireworks and the celebration, I know that it's a day of independence from the British colony in history with Franklin, Jackson, and Adams. But to me, when I celebrate my birthday and do fireworks, it means freedom. Freedom as me, as an artist, as a musician, I travel the world. And then later on, expressing myself, having the freedom to express myself, and seeing that in other countries they don't have the same privilege. So it's a big deal to me, the 4th of July. So I really do appreciate being born on this day.
Well, that's an excellent summary, in a nutshell, so to speak, because freedom is, I would say, the number one thing that came out of the 4th of July. And actually, freedom is something that we cannot take for granted. It's something that we need to be on the alert to safeguard. And as a matter of fact, our country has just escaped what could have been the end of democracy. Those of you who have been on the alert know what I'm talking about, January 6th, and that was something that has never happened in our country before. But here we are, and we all have things that are in common. I mean, it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. We all want freedom. We all want the pursuit of happiness. And we all want the pursuit of being independent, too. We don't want people to dictate to us what we can say or what we can, how we can dress or things of that nature. It depends on the situation, of course, you know. I mean, there are some situations where, you know, things are not always appropriate, and it's not a good idea to yell fire in a theater, for example. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for the most part, you're absolutely correct. We are in a country that is has wonderful, wonderful freedoms. And by the way, I love all of our holidays. You know, we really have beautiful holidays. And I remember when I was a little girl, I grew up for a while in Sacramento, which was the capital of our state of California. And my grandmother took me to the park, and they had fireworks. That was the first time I'd seen fireworks, and I was just fascinated. And I remember as a little girl, I must have been about 4 years old, I started out drawing and being an artist around that age. I drew a picture of the fireworks, and I still have it, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a library of video with fireworks. And our society has changed dramatically with the technology of people expressing themselves, the social media revolution, and it's coming from so many different angles that people get to express themselves artistically, politically, and spiritually. And so to be part of this era and an expression, like having YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, where I have a lot of my work on, is really, it gives you, it's very supportive to an artist to be able to distribute their work and express it with such a mass audience through this technology today, which I'm part of in the early stages of the digital revolution. I used to build computers and learned the meaning of binary language early and what it meant by these codes and numbers. And I think a lot of people didn't had no idea what the future was going in that area of technology. And it's in some ways it's kind of unfortunate it's left a lot of people behind that are not on board with the technology. But I enjoy it, and it's ever expanding and growing. And I'm really glad to be a part of it.
Well, it really is amazing, you know. And like I said, freedom is not really free. We're very fortunate to be in a country where we can express ourselves, at least to a degree, you know. There is a movement, unfortunately, that I've noticed on the horizon where people are being restricted for being who they are, or even being able to wear the clothing, the colors, you know, that they like, or read the books.
I wasn't aware of anything like that. Well, can you expound a little bit?
We're talking about what's happening in Florida. I don't know if you're aware of some of these changes that are being made, or even reference to some of our historical facts. You know, like black history is being, I guess you could literally say, whitewashed, because there are certain elements of it that they wanted to change the word slavery to a involuntary servitude or something of that nature. I mean, just stuff that's happening that's unbelievable. And six people sitting on the Supreme Court have literally rolled back the beginning of our constitutional rights. I mean, these are rights that are on the chopping block, voting rights, civil rights, our rights that have been fought for. And if people aren't alert, they may be at risk of losing their rights and have to fight for them all over again. So we really need to be aware of what's going on. It does really matter who we put in charge to lead the country. So, you know, if we want to keep our democracy alive, we really need to be on the watch. And as Reese always says, she says, vote. Right now, the voting rights have been under attack. Through several legislatures throughout the country with these new restrictive laws, there's even one law that if you give somebody a drink of water while they're waiting in line, they've been waiting in line maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours, that is a cause for them to be arrested. I mean, some of these new laws are just absolutely off the charts. So it needs to be addressed. People need to make sure that everybody can vote. There are some countries where, it's like a holiday. And I think it would be a great idea to have a holiday just so people can vote.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that that at the same time, because of the movement in technology, there is a positive side to that, that you can make change. Especially me as an artist, I feel that it is a powerful tool to be able to express yourself in such a massive way through social media. So there's a little downside to it and what people think. But at the same time, we still have options and we do still have choices to make. And through the arts, I believe that is going to be the most powerful change.
Yes, and the arts, let's put it out there. I believe that the arts are not only healing, but the arts can help safeguard our freedom. And on that note, I want to thank you, Wayne, for coming on Carmelita's Corner segment of Radio Boomers Live and being a great guest. And I look forward to continuing the projects that we have started. You being a great artist yourself, we started a documentary some time ago that is still in the works. It's just, as you know, I multitask and I've got my hands in so many pies that I haven't gotten back around to it, but it's still in the works, believe it or not. I've been going through hundreds of photographs that are just really, bringing back memories. It's just wonderful going through all these photographs, and we'll soon be working on the anniversary video. So I look forward to that. And can you give them a website or anything of that nature so that they could hear your drums, your projects that you do?
Yes. Well, mainly my work is on YouTube right now under Wayne Hoggett, and I'm working on a series right now called Languages of the Drum, The Voices of Culture, which have to do with all the drums and different cultures and how they speak to their people and representation. So me being a percussionist, playing multiple drums and travels, it's been quite a journey, and they're very interesting in studying these drums and the relationship to their people, like Japan and Africa and Brazil, and India. I've covered and interviewed all these drummers. And it's amazing the language being associated to the technology today, because the drums were a means of communication in every culture in the beginning, and now it's turning into social media or human communications in different ways. So I'm very proud to be producing a project like that now. So,
well, congratulations, Wayne, and
because
we'll leave it there. Looking
people
at the clock now, we're going to have to say goodbye to our listening audience. And again, thanks for coming on and being a great guest.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Carmelita.
Together.
All right. What do you think, Reese?
I think it's time to party.
That's podcast party time.
Hey, oh, party time. Am I on?
You're
on. Got on here?
All right. Hey, Reese and Jim.
Carmelita. Where do you find these interesting guests that you have on? It's like, wow, this is...
Well, they find me.
Carmelita, I think you made some kind of comment about, you know, it's the 4th of July, and I don't know if you made a comment about, let's say, here we are at the 4th of July. Well, you're more on point than I was when I started out. I'm mentioning, what was it, St. Patrick's Day, and I think my buddy here followed up with Halloween.
Yeah, I'm having a safe and sane Halloween when I'm really having a safe and sane 4th of July.
Yeah.
So, Carmelita, can you answer a question?
Okay, I'm waiting for the question.
Okay. How the heck do these holidays come up so fast?
That's a good question. It is. It's a good question. I don't know.
It just seems
like you blink your eyes and the next thing you know, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then here we go again. But it's just all right.
Okay,
yeah, I hear Eric's theme song. Here he comes.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, Carmelita, I don't have to take my tree down.
I heard party.
There we
time.
Go.
I want to be a part of the 4th of July Easy Way Family Party. Hey guys.
All right,
hey,
welcome
Eric,
to the party, Eric.
We got
all the lines.
Podcast
all
party,
the lines are open.
Or,
engineer has opened all the lines. So if you guys are out there, say hey, and where are you calling from?
Oh, so cool. Do we got Tom? Tom was going to come back on. Did we get Tom? What?
Yeah, I'm here, Jim. I'm here.
Hey,
I'm chewing on something. I'm here.
So, Tom, this is Carmelita. You met Rita Carmelita.
Hi,
is
Tom.
Tom Cataldo. He was our guest.
How are you, Carmelita?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's
so Carmelita,
the way it
is. Do you remember some of the people that we were talking about with Tom, like Jane Mansfield or Babe Ruth? Do you remember those names?
Well, I can't say I remember Babe Ruth, but I know of Babe Ruth, and
right.
I definitely remember Jane Mansfield.
Oh yeah. So,
do you remember Louis Armstrong?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Well, I think everybody remembers Louis Armstrong. I remember.
Well,
when I was living
in Greenwich Village years ago, New York. He would come in and play at the very famous venue there, Village Vanguard. And if you stayed on, they closed officially at 2 o'clock in the morning, but if you had a couple of drinks in front of you, you could sit there all night. And when he played there, well, that's what a lot of people did. So one night I'm there, he was a very personable guy. He's walking around, seeing a lot of people. He gets to my table. He says, haven't I seen you before? I said, yeah, you have, right here. And so he said, go shake my hand, Louis Armstrong. And it was like a thrill. Yeah, the guy was an incredible performer, incredible. But,
you know, I have a friend, as a matter of fact, my husband and I had a double wedding. And she had a cousin. Her name was Marjorie, and she used to do a wonderful, impression of Louis Armstrong. And I would say, "Well, hello, Dolly. Welcome home, Dolly. It's so great to hear you back where you belong."
But his big tune was always to me, It's a Wonderful World. That was such a great...
I love that song. That's a beautiful song.
It's funny.
Yes.
With his gruff voice, and yet he had the most beautiful song ever, and it's his spirit, you know? He had such a great spirit. But that song, and yet people say, well, he doesn't have the most beautiful, smooth voice, but yet that song was unbelievable. And I liked him, if you guys remember... And see who knows this. was this the original? When I, my movie was when Satchmo started the movie off, and see, Tom, if you remember, with it was a movie with Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Sinatra,
I remember
and,
that one.
And
yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, who remembers the name of it?
Oh, God, no, I can't remember. But I remember one of the few movies
I
saw.
High society. I'll leave that up to Carmelita.
Yeah, there it is.
Keep
now,
singing,
here's the,
Jim.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Carmelita and Rita. Was that the original? Now, Tom may know because he goes back 25 years further than we do, but was that the original? High Society with, you know, Grace Kelly and everybody. Was that the original version of High Society, Carmelita?
You got me there.
Tom, do you remember?
I do not remember. My memory is not too good after the past week. I have trouble remembering what happened 80, 90 years ago. But
well, you can,
anyway.
You can blend in with us because we're all in the same boat here. Well, Rita, I think I shared this with you. In that movie, it's about a sailboat called True Love. And I thought that was the original. And yet one night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm watching this very old show. I mean, this was like back in the 30s. And a couple was sitting by the pool, and he pushes the boat out in the pool, and it zoomed in on it. And the back of it said True Love. It was a little model boat. And I'm thinking, for people like, this is High Society. But back 20 years before the one I thought was the original. So who knows, you know? But,
you know, a tune is coming in my head now to True Love, but I don't know if it's the right song or not. But I can hear this tune. La da 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 da.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
True love. Okay.
You know, guys, they don't write tunes like that anymore, do they?
They don't write movies like that anymore. Either.
Well, you've got John Michael Ferrari. He's written a beautiful love song. And by the way, I want to thank John for giving us that last selection that we heard. I didn't introduce it properly, but that was an original song that we heard after Wayne Hoggett went off the air by John Michael Ferrari. And I want to give a shout-out to him and to Pepper J. And happy 4th.
John, Mr. Music Ferrari. Yeah, John and Pepper. You got it. Carmelita, have you been out, Aretha? Have you been out to their ranch out there in Pernum, Nevada?
I have not been to Pahrump. Is how it's pronounced.
Oh, yes. I was there some time ago.
Cool.
My husband and I both were there.
And that teepee, they got a teepee, a big teepee.
Oh, yeah.
And a beautiful recording studio, big building, and the pool they have there with the barbecue and the stainless steel. Wow, it's really pretty. But
and they've got little animals there.
Oh, yeah. And Eric and I have done, how many, Eric, shows that we've done at Pepper's at the Highlands?
The Easy Show, when I was doing the Easy Show at Pepper J Productions, I think we did a total of 56 episodes that was on KXLA television and KDOC, and we're still going to be doing a lot of cool things with that episode. And speaking of John, I wanted to give him some love and make sure that people know, you know, that he's really building what he's doing with music. He's an award winning musician, and he recently, I believe, got brought on the board for the Grammys or voting or something. It was a major post that I saw. So he's making major strides. He's making major things happen. So congratulations on that. And a big, huge shout out to Pepper J, which manages John Michael Ferrari. And they've been friends of the Easy Way family for probably over 12 years, maybe close to 15 at this point. So we know and love them.
Everybody loves Pepper. She's amazing. And
yeah,
she had a beautiful home in the Highlands, and that's where we did the shows. And talking about a house of talent, wow, so many shows. And her studio, K just had pictures on the walls and on the ceiling. They were all put up there of all the different celebrities that have been there over the years. It's pretty impressive when you walk in. But
well, so we want to say happy 4th of July to everybody. The show, you got like one more minute until the show ends here. But happy 4th of July to everybody and their friends and family. Hope you guys are safe out there. And thank you to all everybody who fought for our country. Tom, thank you. Dad, thank you. Because we wouldn't be celebrating our Independence Day if it wasn't for all of our veterans out there. And remember what 4th of July really means, guys. So thank you for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live. Aretha, Dad, Carmelita, go ahead and close it out.
Okay, well. We want to,
safe and
again,
have a,
happy and
have
safe,
a
right,
safe and sane, safe and
happy,
sane.
Happy
4th of July. Don't get too carried away with the fireworks and stay safe out there.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I like that sane part.
Instead of lighting the firecracker, you just turn on your laser and flash that around because that's, I guess, what's going on. With the laser,
you can't even
shows.
Do lasers. Lasers
well,
can hurt your
true.
Eyes.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So the drones flying around, I think, are the safest things. They fly in formation and make all kinds of decorations and all kinds
so
of stuff, but you're safe.
So who in this group is doing a barbecue? Because everybody says 4th of July barbecue. Is anybody doing a barbecue? Probably not.
I'm going to a barbecue.
You're going to one, okay.
Well, believe it or not, I'm still fasting. I'm on a detox, so you guys have fun.
Oh, my.
All right, guys, so we got to roll up the carpet here. And till next Monday morning, Radio Boomers Live, keep moving, keep the faith, have a safe 4th of July, and we're going to be signing out.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th.
Stay tuned.
Bye-bye,
guys.
Everybody.
We might be turning
happy
this into
fourth.
A father-son show soon here. We don't know. We don't know what was going to happen, but keep subscribing so you can find out the easy way. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll see you guys on the next show.
Toodles.
Thank you for
Amen.
Listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.